Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, sponsored by Upside Down Juice. Upside Down Juice, it's still on my car. Hello, everybody. This week, I'm here with the lovely, the fabulous, my favorite person, one of my favorite people in the world, the Nancy to my Barb, Dame Fino.
An instant downgrade from a top favorite, or my favorite too. One of the 20. But I'm here. I can't wait. I love Stranger Things. I'm ready to talk about all the men I love from the show and the drive-thru experience. I'm just kidding. It's not going to be that bad. Yeah. I mean, it might be.
It was really good. In case you were wondering, this week's episode is about Stranger Things. It's called Stranger Things, the Drive Into Experience. It's in downtown LA. There will be major spoilers. So if you plan on attending this event and you don't want spoilers, please save this for a future date. But go ahead and click on already played so I get that listen. That download, but just listen to it later.
Just put the volume down real low.
Yes, just play it. or just, you know, embrace the spoilers. Dame Fino and I did this event together just for some, to put everyone at ease. We both wore masks the whole time from when I picked her up to when I dropped her off. And because I work, I had a COVID test and I was negative. You're welcome, world.
I was like, I don't leave my house, so...
And in case anyone's wondering, yeah, they're a little expensive because my insurance didn't cover it, but they're very easy and they're not painful, at least the one I did. So that was one of my fears going into it. So that's my PSA for the day.
Much,
so Stranger Things.
Much less scary than a trip into the Upside Down.
Yes, much less scary because we got scared a few times.
I really did, shockingly.
So this is a drive-into experience. This is our second drive-through into experience together. We did the Freeform one together, which thank you for inviting me to that. This one was definitely more elaborate, but it also, this one wasn't free versus the other one was free. So so the premise of this, it's in downtown LA. You pull up to, basically it's a 10-story parking structure and the whole show is in the parking structure. You go in, you check in, everyone's dressed up in 80s gear. So first you get a radio station, which you listen to the whole time and it's kind of the audio for the show. There's some great 80s music. You had a grand old time listening to that.
The 80s music started, my dream life, it just sparks a flame. My name becomes Tiffany. I can't stop, I don't know, just pumping my arms. I'm flash dance. I'm hungry like the wolf, you know?
We're like, Tiffany Amber, not Thiessen.
My name is Tiffany Amber.
And I thought I had a name. I'm like, was it Carol? I can't remember. Beth. It was Beth. I was trying to think of like, what's the most like.
You're a big Kiss fan.
Yes, I am a big Kiss fan. Yes, I am. Those knights in Satan's service.
Detroit Rock City is your favorite movie. That's what I
do
say about you.
Love Detroit Rock City because Edward Furlong is in it.
But it is a great film.
And it is a really great movie.
We love Sam Huntington. Movies about mostly men in like the music
great
industry.
cute punk rock boys in a time where like the only other option I had was Backstreet Boys. Like, great for me.
In the future, we'll have a movie, a back-to-back feature with Detroit Rock City and our favorite, This Is Spinal Tap. The end.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm looking forward to that episode. So you pull into this like basically parking lot in front of the, and we didn't do VIP. We did regular VIP. It's a slightly different experience. So we pulled into this parking lot in front of the parking structure and that's where the pre-show began. So up front DJing was Clark, right?
Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark. We literally just talked about this like 5 minutes ago and I already forgot it.
Well, the thing is most of the other characters from the show that you see in this drive into experience all look pretty similar. And Mr. Clark, although I said his name to you jokingly in the car about 100 times while we were in this pre-show area, I didn't realize until he mentioned Joyce Byers that he was supposed to be the Mr. Clark from the show. Mm-hmm. I was literally like, oh, yeah, Ah, there is one of those on the show, huh?
There is. He had the mustache, so he had the jacket. There's tons of cars in this one area, and they had like neon signs that said Star Court. They had a DJ area, and they had like projections.
Some dancers,
TV behind them. Do you remember Topanga?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I was like, you're just really taking names from TV shows now.
All the people in the area were in character, so they had actors walking around. Everyone had masks on that were the characters from the show, and I couldn't remember any of their names.
There was 11. There was Mike with his bowl cut. There was Lucas.
With Max. His bike.
Who was the other one? Will, right?
Will, yeah. Will was there, yeah, because that was another one I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah, Will's the one I forget as a character.
But yeah, they had props, and they were dressed like they were season 3. So 11 had that like that mall look,
the romper,
with the black shirt, yeah,
with her sun shirt.
I love a good sun shirt.
Max with her stripy top.
We didn't interact with any of the actors because even though we had masks and they had masks, we're just like no audience participation.
I don't mind some audience participation, but that's also where you get a menu. And we were kind of like distracted, I think, by like what are we gonna
there was a
order?
Lot of stimulation. Yeah.
And also I was just like, I have nothing to say to these children. I'm waiting for my reunion.
No Steve, begin. No Billy. So what's the point of talking to them?
No Hopper, like no yep. Like I don't know these children. All I know is did we talk about the premise?
No, we haven't talked about the premise yet.
We are 28 years old. And we're here at a party.
Really, like, boggled our mind at the time. So they like, the whole setup, like, it's cool how they set it up. It has, like, storytelling to it, but it's kind of weird. So we're all returning. So the people who are attending the event to Hawkins for our 10-year high school reunion, and it's 1985. So that means we graduated high school in 75. So are all these, like, 28-year-olds, I'm guessing, unless it's our 20-year reunion.
I think they said 10.
I'm going to go with 10 because that's just younger.
I feel like that's what it says on the site, but I did not double check.
Also, Clark is also like talking about like, oh, you remember Mike? And I'm like, no, I don't, because I'm an adult.
You
graduated
know Maxine.
10 years ago.
I'm like, literally, I left town right like the day after graduation. I have not been back to Hawkins. So why would I know this 14-year-old redhead with a skateboard?
They're
I don't
not
know
that
her.
Famous. Yeah, I don't know her. I'm just here
and
for
also,
my
that does change the premise of Stranger Things. Like, is there going to be like a illusion wall break in this next season where all of a sudden we realize it's a show and everyone in the town knows? Like, I was just like,
knows everybody. Yeah.
Look, I don't want to be a stickler for details, but there was a couple things about like, why would I know these Why, Mr. Clark? Look,
there's some holes in this.
You're the
story.
Science teacher. I hear you. I remember you. I hated your class, but I don't know these children.
Was he a new teacher? I can't remember. Like, did he just come to the school or had he been? No, he'd been there for a while.
I mean, he apparently was our teacher. Didn't he say?
Yeah.
I think,
oh, yeah.
At least in the event that he was. Although in the show, he doesn't really seem like he's been there for at least 10 years. Does he? I don't know.
But yeah, that's the premise. This was us in the car, but even worse.
I just thought it was very strange that he, like, notioned to the children, like, you know them. Why would I? Why would I?
And there was a lady with a camcorder who, like, was in an aerobics look named Topanga. And we were just really into Topanga because we're like, where's Corey?
Where's Corey Matthews?
In the first part, you could order food to your car. So they gave you a little menu when you checked in. And it's really cute. I saved it. Also, you won't see a lot of pictures from this event because you weren't allowed to take pictures.
Although, I didn't see it actually posted anywhere.
And somebody told us that. And then also, at one point, we tried to, and they, like, flash lights at us.
They
I'm like,
almost
you never posted
strobed
it.
Me out. I was like, if I have a seizure.
It's your fault.
I will find you. If I die here tonight.
My ghost will haunt
I
you.
I won't. There's going to be some Stranger Things happening to you if you don't stop flashing that in my face.
So we ordered, they had really good, I'm not having sugar for this month. I really wanted the ice cream, but instead we both got.
Yeah, you can get Scoops Ahoy ice cream.
Yes,
which
I
is
wanted
cool.
that so bad.
You can get like churros, some kind of churros.
All packaged food.
Pretzels. We got popcorn. I love popcorn.
Yeah. Popcorn, it was good popcorn too.
It was good.
We got popcorn, and then we also each got a souvenir cup. So you got the Star Court cup, and I got the Hawkins High cup. Yours is the prettier one. I should have gotten that, but, you know, I got a different one.
It was your high school reunion, okay?
It was, and I got the high school reunion shirt, too, because there was merch at the end. So it goes with the theme. So we have done a lot of Stranger Things together.
Yeah.
And we got to meet Joe Keery, who plays...
Steve the Hare Harrington.
We met him at a convention many years ago. And actually only like 2 years ago. And I was Barb and you were Nancy. And he said that we won the convention.
Yes.
And so I think that's going to be the picture is the one we took with him where I'm taller than him and you're the same height.
The thing about this picture was if you're just for anyone listening, if you're someone who has ever gone to a convention and there's like a pre... sign up
photo
meet and greet thing like this. Usually there's like another person taking your picture. This was not the case for this.
Nope.
It was like a photo booth thing. And I'm making this face that number one, I was trying to make a scared Nancy face because she always looks scared. But also I was kind of waiting because the lighting was really too light and I wanted to touch it so bad to like bring the light down that I think I just like gave up right before the picture. I was like, it's a little.
You look like he squeezed your butt like and you were just like, ooh.
Surprise. I never told you, Jasmine. Yeah. Guess what?
He honked my booty. And it was worth it. So, yeah. So that tangent out of the
Anyways,
way. Our Stranger Things history.
Anyway, he's very adorable. We do love Steve.
Yes.
Is that your favorite character, actually, from Stranger Things?
I would say Steve is my favorite character. I really like Dustin, too.
You are a very Dustin or Barb.
And Barb, yeah. Who are, like, the biggest nerds on the show? That's me. Very committed to detail.
No.
And anytime you get a new bra, I'm always like, is that a new bra?
Yeah, we just talk about bras so much.
I just notice it.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, spoilers for Stranger Things if you haven't seen it either.
What are you doing?
Yeah, here? Go watch it. Come back.
Go binge watch. What else do you have to do?
And I binge watch.
Day 800
of quarantine.
Year 2020, baby.
Safety measures. Everyone was wearing masks. It felt incredibly safe. I read some things that people were saying
or
like it didn't feel
safe.
A
lot of face shields.
Yeah, face shields. Both like face shields. Like the ticket takers had not a lot. They each had a face shield. They had one each. It felt some of the actors who were far away, like Mr. Clark didn't have a face mask, but he was really
far
away.
But he was
away.
On a stage.
By himself. So, yeah. I wish we had interacted with the actors just for the podcast, but for me as a person, I'm glad I didn't.
I mean,
I just get nervous and I'm like,
if we ever go back, which I think we both would like to do.
Yes.
I do think we got lucky with so many things that happened with our experience. We had an amazing spot where the car was. We were kind of like in the middle for the Star Court part. And then we got put in the beginning of the line. So we had the very first car for the next scene. And then for the very last scene, we were pretty close to the middle in the very
front middle,
which was... the chef's kiss of the evening. So, I mean...
You had an amazing outfit on, so that's probably why.
I'm not going to lie. Nobody's doing the 80s like me. I just have to say, Tiffany came out to play, and she slayed.
And I had a bow in my hair, which apparently meant I dressed up too. And I wore my Barb glasses, so...
You were just doing a chill pre-90s...
Yes.
I feel something in the wind and it's grunge.
So that was the pre-show. And you tuned into a radio station and you listened to... and it was weird because they had the actors like... So the guy who played Mr. Clark, that was his real voice. Every other character lip sync though.
This is actually my number one faux pas of this event.
Yeah.
Is this that especially in the next scene that we're going into.
The first like real scene.
All of the actors are lip syncing a la RuPaul's Drag Race. But it's not the actual voices of the actors. So half the time I'm
and it's
going,
not
like,
sound-alikes.
I'm like, who's talking? Who are you? Like, where?
Who's this adult man pretending to be Lucas?
Like, yeah, I'm like, half the time I'm just looking around like, okay, I know who you are, but who's talking?
Steve's mouth is moving. Yeah.
The voices were not it. They were literally not it. There's not a single person whose voice came on where I was like, Got it.
And it's weird because it was a Stranger Things, like, official event. It was sponsored by Netflix. And, like, you couldn't get the actors to do their voice. Like, you couldn't even get a good sound alike.
My friend Joe Keery is too busy.
In quarantine? Like, what is anybody doing? They can record it on their phone. Like, I'm sure there was reasons. I'm sure they couldn't afford them, probably. But
aren't they? Why don't they just do it for fun? Aren't you bored? I just want to know what's happening in this story.
Wouldn't it blow your mind if you looked over and, like, you looked at Dustin and he, like, pulled his mask down and he just, like, winked at you as the real actor?
He seems like that guy. Him and Joe.
And Steve, yeah.
Our good friend. I just keep saying it. Our dear friend.
Dusty and Joe. Joey.
Dusty Buns and Joey Bag of Donuts.
Was there anything I left out of the pre-show? I think that was everything.
Great music. If you do the VIP experience, there is the in-your-car photo opportunity, which we did not do. You can order the food. They bring the food to you there while you're still in that area. And then...
So, yeah, if you do VIP, I think you don't have to wait in as many lines. You have a photo op, and I think you get free stuff and free food. That is the difference. But the line, I never felt like, oh, we're waiting in line. But maybe because I just enjoy spending time with you.
I loved it. And yeah, I feel like, honestly, if it would have gone faster, it would have only taken away from the experience. So to me, I don't know. Like, if we do go back, like we say, like, I wouldn't say I would not ever do VIP, but I don't really feel like I'm any more inclined to want to do that.
Give me the free stuff, but I don't want to cut in line.
I really got the only thing I needed, so... We'll get there.
We'll get to that. That's some merch, the merch section of the show. So, yeah. So I really like the pre-show. They said this experience was 40 minutes. I consider it an hour because I consider the pre-show a part of the show because I thought it was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. It's the most 80s part. It is very fun. That is
it has like a party feel. Yeah.
No, really? I was like, I could have stayed there for... a long time.
If it wasn't COVID time, we probably would have gotten out and danced because we were dancing in our car.
I mean, I don't know. I was close. I thought about it. I was like, Topanga, I'm coming.
Okay, so now for the actual show. So it's called The Row. It's in downtown LA. I looked it up, 10-story parking structure. They use all of it practically. So there's three major scenes. So you have to turn your car lights off the whole time. Which I was panicking because I didn't know how to do that, but I finally figured it out. It was very simple. So if you're going to go, which you're probably not listening to this, if you are going to go, make sure you know how to turn off your headlights. So you go to the first scene and there's lots of like mood lighting and atmosphere the whole way up.
Well, we were the very first car.
Yeah, we were the first car. Rows,
so
which
you,
was cool.
We were just kind of looking at, I don't know what to call it, a wall of
yeah, so we stopped finally for the first scene. There was like a big hole, like a portal. The production value was amazing overall. Like there was nothing except for the voice.
Considering, I would say. Yeah.
Considering like they could have gotten away with it being really cheesy, like it looked pretty good.
Well, it's also still a parking garage. Like there's no, it's never leaving your mind that you're in a parking garage, but like they made it work. Yeah.
So there's like, and there's like a lover and that there's, so in this scene, it's a bunch of Russian dudes in uniforms and then Steve and Robin, you know, Uma Thurman's daughter. And they, you know, they I think they both have masks on. The guy who played Steve was giving us hardcore Julian Casablancas vibes, the lead singer of The Strokes, which is our favorite band.
Another thing we both agree on is The Strokes are the best band of our generation.
A big part of our friendship is about The Strokes.
Yeah.
So you're, okay, yeah, it's hard to describe the scene. So
Steve the Hare Harrington, he's there. We're there. You're in your car.
And they have like a setup in front of you of like a big hole. And then there's like levers and switches and stuff. And
electronics
it's signs in Russian.
Of some sort.
And then so everyone's like running amongst the cars. And the scene is supposed to be Robin and Steve are like running from the Russians. It's like the last season. And then Dustin pulls up in a golf cart, but the kind you can put trash in, like with the flat back. And I was like, look, it's Dustin in a golf cart, but I couldn't remember the word golf cart for a long time. And then at one point everyone starts freaking out and then they were like dancing, like music started playing. It was like that scene in Beetlejuice where like they couldn't control and they were like dancing and singing to the music.
I was just yelling. I was like, Steve, where are you going?
He touched my car.
I was like,
at one point,
where are you going?
He looked us in the eye.
What's happening? I literally can't understand anything on the radio.
Yeah. And the whole time there's like, it's diegetic. So it's like you're in the world. So there's like music, atmosphere, creepy sounds. They did a good job with this.
A Demogorgon came
to my car.
To you.
Yes.
It went like this on your car.
And it demogorgoned. So at one point, the demogorgon gets loose and it's walking around and it's really creepy. And there's all these like Russian dudes running around freaking out. And they like go up to your car and like put their hand against your window. And they're like, no. And we weren't sure if we were supposed to open our windows or not. And I'm glad we closed them at this point.
Well, everyone else around us, I was like, we can keep them rolled down. I want to be a part of it. But I looked around and everyone else had their windows up. So I was like, well, I don't want to get the virus.
Well, I looked at the rules. It was if you have your mask on, you can roll your windows down. If you want it off, you could roll your windows up. And we had ours on, but we were like, we want to. And I didn't want the Demogorgon to touch me.
I would have done it. Next time, if we go, we're keeping the windows down.
And it was so scary. And the Russian dude came up and then Steve looked us in the eye and it was glorious.
Yeah, he was like talking and I was like, I can't understand you.
And things like happened in the scene. I don't know what though.
Yeah.
I don't know what the story of that is, except that the Demogorgon got out and like people were panicking. And then I looked to the left and they had two cars that were supposed to be like the Russians' SUVs, but it was just like, you could tell just like the dudes who were like, oh, when they need a break, they sit in the back seat of this car. We're here to block what's behind us. And it was weird because there was just like cars parked there, like people's cars.
On the sides. Yeah, that was the thing I was kind of – there were people in the cars. So I'm not sure if they just like – I don't know.
New cars, like not 80s cars, like new cars.
The 80s premise really goes out the door the minute you enter the parking structure, unfortunately for me.
I think that was it. It was a pretty long scene. It was like a 10-minute scene.
Look – if it hadn't been Steve, who I think we both love as a character, I think it would have been a little of a...
lackluster.
Yeah, because that was like, we were just going, where's Steve at? Where did he go? Yeah.
And then he looked us in the eye and we're like, Steve!
If you don't have, like, I don't know, some kind of inclination towards the male characters in this show and you're an adult woman who has been trapped in her house all year, I don't know if this is as great as it was for us. But we love the show. We love these characters. So like, if you love those things, it's great. You know, like I'm trying to look at this from a non-objective third party and I might think this is not very fun. For me personally, a girl who loves the 80s, these men's, and hanging out with her friend in the car, it's a party.
That is true. Hanging out with someone who I don't get to see that much, but I like to hang out with. And also looking at men who look like men that we love.
They, you know, it is good.
There is some even better casting coming up two scenes from now to plant that seed.
I love the hype that is just
the hype. Believe the hype. And a lot of the stuff I had to look in my rearview mirrors because there was a lot of stuff because we were in the front that happened behind us. Like I didn't even know Dustin was there until like halfway through. But then eventually they all go to the front. So then you drive up, you drive up even more, and you go into the upside down. So it's all very foggy.
Well, you go into like a Tron.
Yeah, there's like the Tron like lights all around you, and then that's the upside down juice. So they were spraying like the foam, and it got all over my car, which is fine. And but yeah, I still have some upside down juice on my car. So you drive through. This part had a lot of screen. It was very atmospheric. It created a good mood. It was a lot of screens, and they were showing like clips from the show.
I'm not gonna lie, this is some filler. But you know, the if you're sensitive to strobes and lighting, this is a big no. I'm not even that sensitive, and I had to close my eyes. I was getting really, really. It happens again later too, but this scene was especially just went on and on and on, and the video loops are just very like flashy, and. I didn't, they come around like the yellow suit guys.
Hazmat
to you
suit, yeah.
In the car. Yeah, I was like, so I was going to call them like the guys from Monsters, Inc. But yeah, they come flash their little lights in your face and stuff. But I was starting to get very sensitive to the lights and the flashing. And I kept thinking like they were going to do like a full pitch black or like something was going to, because it was just hyping me with the music. I was like, actually find this quite aggravating for my level of stress.
Yeah, if you are at all, like, have seizures or are sensitive, I do not recommend this because there's a lot of strobe effects, a lot of them. So this part, yeah, there's lots of screens. Like, everywhere you look, it's covered in screens. It is cool because they have, like, they even decorated the roof with, like, branches. So it looks like the Upside Down literally just took over this parking garage. And then at one point, there are people in, like, hazmat suits who walk by to each car and they shine flashlights in. And then they do that trick of where they go past your car and then they come back. But yeah, this scene was very long. It was another 10-minute scene and nothing happened except it was kind of a recap of the show and it showed a lot of Will and the Upside Down. The screens were good quality. It was just a lot of screens. It was very atmospheric. There was a lot of that fake fog, a lot of the Upside Down juice getting all over my car. The best part was them going by with the flashlights.
The vines and the I like the little things of like just how it looked with like the, although they could have added more vines, but I think considering
I opened my I didn't open it, but I had like the sunroof open but the window was closed because I was really hoping a Demogorgon would crawl on top of my car and go at us, but it didn't happen. But I also was hoping it wouldn't happen.
Also, this is the one time I wasted my I'm gonna just pretend to take a picture because I wanted, but it was like literally staring up at the juice coming from the ceiling, and then the person just flashed me in the eyes with a flashlight for like a minute, which I was like, if I die literally here, if I die, I'm gonna come haunt you. Stranger things happening to you in your life from now until forever. Like, there's no signs.
There's no signs. No point. They told us not to take pictures, or if they did, I just missed it. And I sent you all the emails too, and you didn't see
it. And if I would have known, I would have saved it for the last part. I would have saved trying to take a picture. I really, really would have. But I didn't know what was coming. I didn't know.
You didn't know. We didn't know. We weren't prepared. Yeah, so that scene, that's all really. It was cool that there was stuff even above us. But yeah, it was just a lot of sitting around, a lot of spooky atmosphere. I thought something scary. I thought it was going to all go black. And that, like, a Demogorgon was going to, like, start walking around. But maybe it didn't. We just didn't see it.
Also, to be nitpicky, as far as the storyline goes, this part also doesn't make sense. Because we're starting out with, like, the end of the third season. Then we're kind of going back in time to, I guess, yeah, when, like, Will was, like, linked with the Demogorgon. Or Mind Flayer or whatever. I mean, I don't know where we're at. The timeline is weird. So if I, like, this is one of those things where I really enjoyed it. But if you're going to be like, what exactly is happening? I don't know that there is, like, a super exact clear story here.
You need to be caught up because, like, there's, yeah, it's like season three, then season one. And then the last scene is, like, season, all the seasons.
It's more just, like, scenes recreated kind of, like, than a thorough beginning and end.
It's kind of like being in a dream. It's like a David Lynch Stranger Things where it's just doesn't make sense, but there's images.
It is kind of like a dream.
So the last scene, the finale, the piece de resistance. So you go to the roof, and the roof, they have you park all across the roof. And it's like they have a stage all around you. So there's like a stage in front of you, and it's probably up like 10 feet higher than the cars.
It's like a warehouse or something.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, on trucks, they have the, what do you call it, the container? It looks like a bunch of containers.
Also, it looks kind of like when you go see like Waterworld.
You see like strings where you're like, okay, someone's going to fly at some point.
I didn't see any strings because I, you know.
Well, in a second, you'll find out why. And then they had projections like of windows and stuff, and they had screens, and it looked really cool. And that part looked really amazing. Okay, so. It starts out, I don't even know if something happened before this. I don't know. My mind went blank. So all of a sudden, we're watching, and it's the scene where Billy is like, it's the end of season three, where he's like confronting
No, not then yet. It's not.
Yeah, you're
that.
Right.
I'll tell you how it started. I looked behind your car through the window.
Yeah, that thing.
What's the word? And I was like, Jasmine, it's Billy.
Oh, it was Billy.
And let me tell you.
Let us break this down. Get ready. Sit down and enjoy the next 20 minutes of this podcast.
Let me tell you. It was Billy.
I was like, they spent all their money on this one actor. So this actor didn't have a mask on. Almost everyone else did. He looked just like him. He had the body. I've never seen a body like this in real life. where I'm like, are you human? And he knew. He knew he looked good. He had that swagger. He had the long hair. He had the mustache. He had that, like, I hate you look.
All I know was he was directly behind your vehicle and then walked in between kind of. And I was like, I forgot where I was. I forgot what we were
I forgot how to human. And then he climbs up, and I'm like, ooh, you climb up, Billy. You know, and we don't mean to objectify people, but it's really, really hard not to objectify.
I'm telling you, I don't care who you are. If you saw this guy.
He's not even my type. And I was just like,
You just objectively, as a human being, it was
appreciate
unreal.
His beauty. He's like a Greek god. Like
when you say a body we have never seen, we're both just like, is this, are you? And I'm going to give you, I'm going to paint a little picture for context for this podcast. My favorite movie of all time is The Lost Boys. And Jasmine made a very astute point. And she said, oh my God, I get it. This is why you love this. This is The Lost Boys. And I need you all to realize and understand this fact with me. Billy's, this is actually a bigger thing about Stranger Things that I love is that and I'm going to leave the kids out of it, all the adult male characters, they kind of fit these like female gaze archetypes. Jonathan, who isn't in this, is like the sensitive emo guy, right? We have Steve, who is like the cool, but like he kind of grows. He's like, you know, everybody loves him, the golden boy. We have Hopper, who is like the begrudging, rough around the edges, good guy. Bob, the actual heart of gold, good guy. We got Billy. And Billy is just the epitome of a sexy trash. I'm going to tell you, honestly, if you watch Stranger Things season 3, as I did, as you did, Jasmine, I would agree that, although I would say Steve is actually my favorite character in the show, Steve or Hopper, I find them the most compelling. It was all about Billy. He really was just, his acting was unbelievable. What they did with him, where they took his character, it was just totally overshadowed that season for me. And I would say that this event, Billy overshadowed everything else as well.
It's a testament to that actor and to how well written that character is, because Billy does some despicable things.
Oh, but yeah.
But like, it's just so.
He really does, Jasmine.
He's awful, but he does like. They wrote that character so well and the actor played him so well.
Shout out to Dacre Montgomery.
We were like, what is it with these blonde Australians who are just like so talented? Like the guy who's in American Horror Story,
Cody Fern. Also, yeah, like, shout out. I also love you.
so freaking this, talented.
And look, not to be too objectifying here, but truly,
but we're gonna
like,
be.
But yeah. No, but realistically, like that character, I do like. He's another one of my favorite fictional characters is Anakin Skywalker, who I think has like that similar, like, you know, he's horrible and he's going to, but they paint the way they paint his personality and the shades of why he is the way he is, you can at least kind of understand and go like, okay, I feel sympathy for you.
And he came through in the end, which may or may not matter, but he did. He came through in the end.
And he came through for us.
Yeah, I realize we haven't even talked about the finale yet because we've just been talking about him.
So, well,
we
have to say why. I mean, like, yes. Look, it is what it is.
He just was so good looking. I cannot tell you how good, and like clearly he was a stunt actor and we're like, oh, they spent money on this guy because he looks like him. He's really handsome. He's a good actor. He does stunts. He flies at one point.
So high.
His butt was so high.
That's where my boobs are.
His butt was where my shoulder blades are.
And look, the costume is just acid wash jeans and a white tank top. How is it so shocking? How is it so stunning? How is it the greatest costume I've ever seen? I don't know. There was also some of like the other people who were taken by the Mind Flayer, like in the season, like zombie type people came around the car. We were already getting hot flashes. We were distracted.
So there were zombies that, like, you know, that they were walking up and they had masks and they did that thing again where they scared you at the window. But I saw the lady coming. And then at one point, Hopper comes on. I feel like I'm missing stuff. Hopper comes on and Billy leaves.
No,
and
then I was like, Billy fights Elle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Elle comes out of, on wires. So she's flying and she's doing.
And then Elle has a, I think Elle goes on her mission and then he comes back. And then there's two Billys. And there's two, but there's really only one Billy. And.
Because I was like, look, there's Billy. And you're like, that's not that Billy. That's a different Billy. So they have 11 and then they show like kind of 11 in season one. And then she's like the bald 11. And then they have Matthew Modine's character come out and Papa. He says something, Papa, Papa. And then they show like a bunch of Hoppers and they show like a bunch of scenes. There's like 10, like five Hoppers and five Ls. And they show like different like domestic scenes of them like dancing together.
All I know is none of those Hoppers were giving the same kind of David Harbour realness as Billy. And I'm sorry. Sorry to them. And I'm sure they're great. They did a great job.
Yeah, they did a great job.
To be fair, also, like, they were all covered by masks and stuff, whereas just this one actor got, they gave him every right. They were like, no, no, no. They were like, no, no mask for you.
So all the main ones, like, the main Billy didn't have a mask, the main Hopper, and the main 11, but everyone else had masks.
There were more than one 11, though, because there was, like, a flying one.
There was a flying 11, a bald 11. There was, like, at one point, like, 11 11s. And then after that, then Billy flies, and then it's like him closing, and it was, you know, sexy Billy again. But at one point, a different Billy was behind our car, and it wasn't Billy.
He comes up on the things in front of our car.
Yeah, there was these two little, like, chimney things. And
Containers,
yeah. And the actors, like, climbed into that, and then I forgot what they did that they had to climb into that. But then the other one came out, and he's flying out, and that's when I was like, oh, he's a stunt actor, because he's doing stunts. And
immediately. You didn't even listen to me. Like, I was like, he obviously does stunts. Look at his body. Like, I was like, look at his body. I don't know what he does. Like, I never met someone who looks like that in my life. I'm sorry.
Never.
You guys, podcast, we couldn't take pictures, but if I could ever take one picture of something in my life that I didn't. And I've lost lots of pictures. I mean, there's so many things.
You lost your phone? Yeah, one time. You lost a lot
many
of pictures.
Times.
Yeah. You didn't lose your phone. Your phone died.
But
yeah.
I've lost so many. Like, my whole last year of my life, I don't have those pictures. But if I could only take one picture.
It would be with that Billy. If you know that Billy,
hey,
please let us
know. Hey, Stranger Things Drive Into Experience. If we get to the place where, you know, like, you can have some kind of test verification.
Yes.
You guys want to pay for, like, a photo op. I'm telling – look.
I just wish I could remember what else. I know this whole thing ended with all the kids getting together and like cheering. And
I'll tell you exactly how it ended.
Never ending story.
Turn around. I don't know the words to that song, surprisingly.
So they had Dustin and his girlfriend on the walkie-talkies, and they were singing. They recreated that sing and sang Never Ending Story.
Well, the friends as we drove come out, the whole gang.
And they all hug, and they're like, we did it.
We're like, Steve!
And yeah, Steve comes back, and then Max is like, my brother's dead. And then they're like, yeah, but party!
They're like, he sure is. He really went out in a blaze of glory.
Why couldn't he even died on my car? And then we get to take him home.
I was just like,
you know, in the Haunted Mansion when they're like, and the ghost will follow you home, like, and the Billy will follow you home.
I think I've heard of that.
I would like that. I'm sorry if we described nothing except this Billy. I swear it was really good. There was a lot of stage production value. There was probably like 30 actors at this point. And they were flying, and they had actors like flying, and they were on, like, you know, like Peter Pan. And, like, things were happening in the air. And then we were just like, look at that butt.
And arms. And chest.
I could see. I literally at one point pointed out. I'm like, I can see his boobs from here. Like, I can see his nips from here. And we were not that close. We were, like, 30 feet away.
Well, we were
and
one
I'm
of
like,
the closer cars.
Yeah, but we were still, like, not super close. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Everyone who listens to this podcast is so look, I'm so sorry.
Disgusted.
Yeah, really
I'm
so sorry.
Sorry. We try so hard, and sometimes we fail at being perfect.
If we could have shown you what this was like, I think you would honestly understand.
Like, imagine the best-looking person, like, someone so good-looking.
Honestly, we can't speak for his face.
Yes.
I
don't know.
Didn't see it that closely.
He could have been super old, too. I couldn't tell. But, like, not that there's anything wrong with that. But, like, not to be ageist.
Good because, for you, honestly.
The character's 18. But just like,
you're like, he's 18, it's fine.
It's fine. Hey, Steve. But yeah, like, would I rather, I would marry Steve, but I would definitely be like, hello, William.
Yeah, we both said, I was like, I would be dating Steve. And I would say, oh my God, look at that guy. Why are you like,
yeah, he just like captured that character perfectly, but also in a slightly over exaggerated way that was perfect for the setting.
I'm not gonna lie, his body did a lot of the work.
He's worth the price of admission. I'm sorry if you don't get this particular one. I feel like I'm failing you as a podcast host because the scene was so great and there's so many great things and I genuinely cannot remember it, even though it was only 2 days ago, because all I can think about is that Billy.
That was me as soon as he came out. I was like, Jasmine, yeah. I gotta get out of here.
Like, there was a whole show of people climbing things and flying and all the characters and they're fighting and people are crying.
If you've seen Stranger Things, you kind of get it.
You know, it's basically season 3 of Stranger Things with a little bit of season 1 in there with a Hopper part.
But you've never seen it like this before, baby.
No. And there was no season 4, like, spoilers. Like, they didn't show, like, nothing. Hopper at the end. Yeah. No. It just ended with Billy, like, dying, and then that was the end. And
we're crying.
And then never ending story. Yeah. If you ever see me in person, I'll try to describe the show better to you. I apologize. But yeah, it was a stage show of Stranger Things. That's what you need to know. It was like seeing a stage production.
Like somewhat Cirque du Soleil. Like, there's a lot of L on the wire, gasping and grabbing.
A bit like abstract. Well, a lot of use of screens, but like actors in front of the screens.
It was nice.
So that was the end. Then you go down, you drive down, and they have a really cool merch store. So you go and you pull, you can either just leave or you pull into these parking spots and you scan another QR code and you can buy the merch and they deliver it to your car. I bought a Hawkins High shirt. I really wanted the Hawkins Letterman jacket, but they're sold out. We got a bunch of pins. You got a Billy pin. I got a Dustin pin and a Lucas pin.
But this is the thing. It's blind bags. So you don't know what you're going to get. So I was the luckiest duck, and I got the
Steve Harrington air freshener. I got the Chips Ahoy hat. I got the Chips Ahoy bag, and I told Allison she could. Sorry, Scoops Ahoy. I'm so hungry. Scoops Ahoy. They have cute. Oh, and if you buy $100 worth, you get a Demogorgon air freshener, gift with purchase.
It smells like the Upside Down. It really does. It says the smell is upside down.
Getting in and out of the parking structure was incredibly easy. Like, I never waited in line going out. Oh, and then at the very end after the scene, they have a police truck and then a sign that says turn your headlights back on. Yeah, I wish there had been one more scene. It would have been nice if there was just one more, even like a small scene, just because like that second scene was kind of weak.
I feel like at the end it would have been cute to like return to like the 80s vibe. And
like you show all the kids, yeah.
Because the premise, I do think it's like a really cute premise. I just feel like it doesn't ever really matter. Like I kind of feel like it'd be more like fun going your way, you know, than like here's a thing you could take a picture outside of your window that says Stranger Things.
Yeah, and then at the very end they had a Stranger Things sign that you couldn't get out of your car. You had to take a picture of it from your car, and like I did, and I'll post it, but it's not very exciting. And you took a selfie with it, which is more exciting, but still not as exciting as taking a picture with it. So what was your, okay, besides Billy, okay, our favorite part was both Billy. Besides Billy, what was your favorite thing of the experience?
Steve Harrington.
I would agree. Steve Harrington. That scene, I really liked.
We love those characters though. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's not fair to, I love the opening also.
The finale was probably the best production wise. That was like actually seeing a show. But the first scene was very immersive.
The first scene would have maybe been honestly better if the audio wasn't so confusing, because you're literally like, I don't know what's happening. Like,
the Russian scene we're talking about.
That scene is the only scene that really utilizes your space organically. It doesn't have the screens, which I actually prefer because it's more immersive, and it doesn't feel like a recycled, you know, footage from the show. It's just that the vocals were bad. Like, why don't you just, if you're going to rip the exact stuff from the show and they can recreate that if that's what you were going to do. Like, you know, I'm not quite sure why they chose to do it that way. And if it could have been my favorite, even with Billy,
That was definitely, yeah, I agree, the best use of the space. It was a scene that they kind of made set in a parking garage. So it like, you bought it. It literally felt like, oh, we're seeing something we're not supposed to be seeing right now.
Also, like, it, because we were in the very front, at least, it started behind us.
Yeah. So, and it came forward.
It was kind of scary because you were like, oh my God, like, what's happening?
Well, it was like a horror movie. I look in my rearview mirror and I see a Demogorgon and it's slowly coming up. And then all of a sudden I look over and it's at my window and it's like, hello, sir or madam.
Sounds like a pretty friendly Demogorgon. Yes.
No, I'm the friendly one. Because I, you know, I also don't want to assume I know anything about the Demogorgon. So I'm like, hello, my friend. Yes, I know nothing about you. You tell me who you are, Demogorgon. And then it just goes like, that's who you are. That's who you are. That's fine. Beautiful. I really liked that opening scene, too. I thought, like, as much as they acted like that was the pre-show, that was super. That was a good, like, fun setting. Like a good opener, getting you into the mood of it.
I think that's like the thing to me is I personally just thought the 80s stuff was so fun that it would have been fun to like have the 80s music playing again and like a little bit like have some like pictures that look like the characters of the or just people at the reunion or like some like, do you know what I mean? It could have been not like just something.
It would be really funny if they had the reunion, but like, it was destroyed, like, yeah, the Russians came in and destroyed it. So it's just, like, a knocked over cake. Or even
that it was just fine. And it's like, oh, what's going on? We've been here. Like, why? What took you so long? You know? I get it that, like, ultimately it's promotion for the show. But just, I'm like, I feel like you had to take it a little bit funner note than, like, Never Ending Story, Store.
They should have had the parents. Yeah. They should have had the parents there just like,
where are my children?
Yeah. What happened to my kids? Okay, so this, I was going to ask what ways we would improve it. So for me, so the opening for me was really good. The first scene, besides the VO, I really liked that scene. The middle scene was the weakest, the one in the upside down, but it was still very cool and atmospheric. The last scene was great, just more Billy. I do wish there was, as much as they kind of gave you that warm up, I wish there was more of a cool down. Like, I wish there was either that scene we were describing of like the high school reunion, or you see all the kids like they did the Never Ending Story part, but later, like it was just a quick little scene. I think it really would have benefited for one more tiny scene, just one more thing, either at the end or at some point. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It could literally be the kids standing in front of that police car. It could be the reunion something.
Or like Hopper's like telling the kids like, go home. This is like a party for old people.
Yes. Us 28-year-olds.
I would have liked some type of like return to that, like the setting.
A cool down. Just something to like kind of bring you back to like, yeah, I would. Okay. So it would have been cool if they had the Never Ending Story thing and the kids celebrating separate. Then you go past the high school reunion because like they spent literally all the promotion for it. We got all these emails before it and it was all talking about this high school reunion and they play it up so much that like they should have tied it in a little bit more. But overall, like my final thoughts, I loved it. We both want to go back. I know that we talked about it. I had so much fun. I don't think I've ever had as much fun at something like this. Not that I do things like this often. It was great production value. It is, I think it was like $60 for two people. And it's easy to spend a lot of money because there's a lot of good stuff to buy, but they did a good job. It's really well organized. It's in downtown LA, but it's easy to get to for us. For me, at least, it was easy to get to. 10 out of 10 would recommend. What are your thoughts on either how to improve or final thoughts?
Oh, I mean, I would say the same things as far as improvement. I would try to make that voiceover.
That's the biggest one.
Because I do think that's the strongest scene. And I think that the middle scene really only works because you kind of feel like something is coming or possibly coming. Which it doesn't. I mean, it's fun if you like in the moment, but once you experience it, it does kind of feel like a little dead space of just replaying video footage that you've seen. So, I mean, it's like slightly lazy, but it is what it is. You know, they have done something here that is beyond what places like Disney have, you know, chose to organized during this time, so I have to give them the credit. Even if it's not perfect, it is a property that we love already, so I give that, you know. It's just a really fun world, the world of Stranger Things. I think there's So most of the comments, critique I would have is that I would just want more of it because I do love that world, you know? It could be Joyce at the end looking for Will or something. Or,
just like, have a Joyce with lights just freaking out. Like, that'd be hilarious.
Just confused, yeah. Or like, who knows? I mean, because we're not sticking... Well, like, they didn't do the through line of the event that closely where, like, just throw in something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The end is the one thing, like I say, throw it back to the 80s or have something in between. Blah, blah. And, yeah. I mean, I think we'd love to go back. And I would love to, in general, see more things like this happen because it is... it's really fun. It's a nice.
It's fun. It's safe. It's, you know, making money. It's helping the economy. Yeah.
And it feels safe as far as like people are already coming who love that thing. So if you have a property and you know these people love that thing, like it's, you know, not a crazy gamble to think, hey, you might want to get out of your house.
And there's still tickets. It's on through March 2021. So, you know, there's still opportunity to go. It's super popular. They added a bunch of dates. Yeah, I just, my only complaint, like it's a full hour of entertainment. Like from when we actually like started the pre-show till when we left was like a full hour. And you're thoroughly entertained. Even the parts that are like the down parts, it's still like a cool atmosphere. You're still out of your house.
You're still out of your house.
Still around men that are not my dad. But yeah, if you know Billy, just give us a call.
No, don't tell us. I don't want to know.
Don't tell. Just say you have fans and then throw a,
no, don't.
Throw a smoke bomb down don't. And then disappear.
Don't do it.
You're like, no. I don't even want him to know there's a human being who acknowledges his existence.
No.
What if he's a huge fan of this podcast? What if he loves theme parks? He loves female-driven podcast about theme parks.
I feel like we wouldn't have that much in common somehow.
Yeah, so that's true. You're like, delete this whole thing.
I hate theme parks now, and I hate Stranger Things. And guess what? I hate you.
On that note, please visit our website at www.1313harborthepodcast.com. You can email questions and episode requests to 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcast. Well, thank you for listening, and to all who come to this happy podcast in the upside down,
welcome!